Hello, Master. Welcome home. I'm heading off to the kitchen to prepare your supper. Would you like me to prepare you a lemonade as well? Of course, it'd be my pleasure. I'll meet you in your study. Here you are, Master. I hope it's to your liking. I'm so glad to hear that. What's that? No alcohol? You didn't request it, sir, but I'd be happy to make you one with alcohol. Very well. Master, before I forget, there's something I'd like to discuss with you, if you have a moment. And I'd prefer to do it now, before you've had alcohol. Thank you. May I speak with you honestly? Master, I've noticed more and more since I started last week that you don't seem to sleep very well. Insomnia? I'm very sorry to hear that. I do know relaxation techniques. I could try them. Well, I can show you if you wish. They'd do a better job than alcohol would, possibly. Please? Thank you, Master. Let me have your hand. Hands have pressure points and nerve endings. If someone rubs the right spots, they can ease out tension. Soft rubbing of your sleeve can also help activate the parts of your brain that will soothe and relax your body. Is this all right? Good. I'll keep going then. Just focus on the sound, Master. Let everything else leave. All your worries, your stresses, your responsibilities. Let them all fade away, outside of this room, outside of this moment. You're much more relaxed, sir. Shall I stop? Of course not. You feel so relaxed, don't you? More relaxed than you felt in a long time. When was the last time you felt this relaxed? Don't remember? We can't have that. I'm going to sing for you now, very softly. You're going to feel very tired, and eventually, you'll fall asleep. But you're safe in your own home, and I'm here for you, so there's no need to worry. Good morning, Master. It's okay. Calm down, please. You're in your bed. You fell asleep, and I asked another one of the workers to help me carry you to your bed. I promise we were gentle. You've been asleep for the past 9 hours. This? I believe it's called breakfast. I also prepared coffee, but I think you should eat and drink orange juice first. Last night, I hummed a lullaby, and I hypnotized you. There was nothing in your drink, sir. There wasn't even alcohol. Yes, I hypnotized you. It was the only way to make you compliant, and the only way to make you tired enough. I will say, though, it took some effort on my part. I heard you struggled with insomnia, but I didn't realize how bad it was. I guess I should come clean. I wasn't entirely honest on my resume. I have a psychiatric degree on top of my degree in psychology. I've been trained in both counseling and mental manipulation. I started practicing privately, but I shifted to assisting hospitals and care centers. Then I focused more on sleep therapy. When I wasn't giving therapy, I would help the nursing and facility staff. So what you saw on the resume wasn't a lie, but some information was omitted. I am qualified for maintaining your home. I've had to do the same for medical institutions that had to be disinfected and sterile. Cooking? Oh, I've done that since I was little. It's easy. I heard about your case and I just knew that if I approached you as a doctor, you'd likely turn me away after all the other doctors failed you. And even if you didn't turn me away, the other doctors and therapists you saw administered very brief sessions and didn't spend a lot of time with you. My hypothesis was that you needed more than just basic therapy. You needed someone to care for you, the way your mother was always there, then your sister, and then your wife. My deepest condolences for your loss, sir. Wait, please. I'm sorry, I just... Very well. I'll get my things and leave immediately. I'm sorry. You wished to see me? Of course. Oh, you read my thesis? Yes. It's my opinion that sleeping habits go all the way back to childhood, and in some cases, even the womb. I've been trying to find cases where pre-birth circumstances differ from post-birth circumstances to research my hypothesis. It's been a bit tricky. If I may, I'm very sorry. What I did and said was completely unwarranted, but I did my research and saw that you were a really proud person, not willing to show any kind of vulnerability. I only knew you had seen other doctors regarding your insomnia because of the access I have as a doctor. No, I didn't read the case files. Well, just one general medical file. That was leaked by a competitor. Look, I'm sorry that happened, and I'm sorry I took advantage of it. Anyways, I could see that you were orphaned at a relatively young age, and had to take care of a little sister. You didn't want to show any kind of weakness, but you had no one to really take care of you, save for a few foster families here and there. But you studied hard, and worked harder. And on top of that, you made sure your little sister was taken care of. You offered her positions in your company many times, but she turned you down. I'm told she works at a veterinary clinic. Is she happy there? Good. Taking care of others can be very rewarding. However, it can be very taxing on the mind and body if you're not also careful to take care of yourself. You're the most important person in your life. So really, that's what my actions came down to. I thought you needed someone that wasn't trying to make money or repute off of you as a doctor, but someone who was tending to your needs, who genuinely wished to take care of you. Well, of course I care. I care about all my patients. Above all, I wish to help people. Rest is so important, especially getting enough of it. Even people who are powerful and proud need rest. Even more so, arguably. Forgive me, but it's been 2 days since I last saw you. May I ask how you've been sleeping? You haven't slept. Right. I'd like to give you a brief exam. Yes, I give you my word. I won't use hypnosis. It'll be a basic physical. Thank you. I'm going to check your temperature and pulse. Please let me know if you feel uncomfortable at any point. I don't feel a fever. Pulse is slightly elevated. Fear not, this is a common symptom of sleep deprivation. Since you haven't been resting, it's been putting extra strain on your heart because it hasn't had time to rest. How did you feel after you got that full night's sleep? Afraid and angry at me. Understandable. And after? You felt better. More than you have in years. Well, that's great. If you're willing, I can do more traditional sessions with you. We can start twice a week, then... Okay. I'm listening. You want me on as a maid? Full-time? I'm not sure I understand. I see. Officially, I'd be your maid. But unofficially, I'd also be administering therapy for your insomnia. I already have a strict patient-doctor confidentiality rule that I have to go by. In fact, as far as anyone is concerned, I only came to you before to work as a maid, and the sleep you got that night was coincidental. I keep my case files very private, and I keep them very safe. Listen, I'm not a stupid woman. I'm sure you had me investigated and even checked the lemonade, yes? Good. Then you know you're not the first high-profile case I've had. All attempts to bribe me for leaks of information were immediately reported, and I refused. People have tried to steal my case files, and failed. Respectfully, sir, I am very good at my job. I believe in helping patients. I don't have it in me to betray them. It goes against everything I stand for as a doctor. You wish for me to sign a contract? Well, I politely insist on having time to read it. Thank you. Six months. Well, you certainly are a fan of details. Any attempts to perform unwarranted services not authorized by the patient, including but not limited to medical care, checkups, examinations, medications, psychoactive treatments, physical treatments, psychiatric and psychological treatment, and hypnosis will immediately render this contract null and void. An employee will immediately be terminated from their position and subject to investigation. Any and all attempts at hypnosis must be authorized on a case-by-case basis by the patient, or this contract shall immediately be rendered null and void. An employee will immediately be terminated. I think I get it. I won't do anything without your permission. I give you my word. Okay. May I go home and have a night to look over this contract and sleep? Think on it? Poor choice of words. Sorry. Master, I've prepared your bed. It's 11:30. I respectfully insist that you turn in for the night. Thank you. Come with me, please. This is a beautiful estate. I've never worked full-time in one before. Oh yes, I'm adjusting very well. Thank you for asking. I do like it here. I've worked at many hospitals and clinics. Some of them could get very chaotic. Being a private caretaker is a nice change of pace, honestly. Now, do you wish for me to just give you the standard treatment? Very well. Go and get ready for bed then. I'll wait. Ah, you're back, Master. I made some tea for us. It contains lavender. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you why, Lavender. Go on and lie down. May I take your hand and rub it? I'll also be sipping my tea. If that's okay. I heard you talked to your sister today. How is she? She saved a kitten today? That's wonderful. Have you ever had pets? I understand, trust me. Dogs can be very loud, and you need to be willing to spend time and energy on them. What about cats? Nothing. No, I just... Do you feel threatened by cats? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Master. Oh. So something about cats does cause you to feel threatened? You feel like they have the need to always be in charge? Well, they can be very territorial. Growing up, we had a feral cat problem, until one cat, a bobtail cat, far larger than the other cats, showed up. He was so skinny. My mom, she couldn't see him without trying to feed him. Eventually, we adopted him. And we didn't see the other feral cats again. His name was Norman. No, I doubt Norman killed them. Most likely, he just established that he was in charge, and other cats weren't allowed near our home. You remind me just a bit of Norman. I mean that as a compliment. He was very sweet, and he could be quite easily frightened. But as soon as any prey or other felines were to come near, he'd become terrifying and predatorial. Well, sure, you're kind of scared of me, aren't you? But not really. You just fear being vulnerable. It's quite common. You're not scared of me. That contract I read says otherwise. Well, I mean, it of course doesn't say in the typing that you're afraid, but all of the legal threats of termination and investigation show me that you are terrified of giving someone else any kind of control in your life. At least, that's my assumption. Well, wanting control over your life is normal. It's healthy, actually. What's unhealthy is having nobody to share your thoughts and emotions with. You know, someone who genuinely cares about you. Yes, I know. Your position makes you a target, and people covet what you have. Plenty of people in the world are greedy, and seek things that ultimately leave them feeling empty. That's after all the suffering and sacrifice they put themselves through, and those people probably made others suffer too. I honestly pity them, but there are good people in this world who aren't out for your trust fund, aren't trying to beat you in the stock exchange, and aren't attempting to embezzle your investments. They just want to live. You might be surprised, but some of them would even like you. Well, I'm glad you can laugh. You have a nice smile, you know. That kind of thing makes you more relaxed, too. Me? No. I couldn't care less about getting you or your money, just as long as you pay me on time. You should have seen your face. I'm writing this down. Relax. Doctor-patient confidentiality. Like I said, I'm very good at hiding my case files. No. I am not telling you where I hid your file. You're just gonna have to see if you're good enough to find it. Oh ho ho! You accept the challenge? Let the games begin. You'll never find it. All right, let's continue and see what we can do. You do authorize me to use hypnosis, right? Okay. I'll keep sitting here with you. You're still too tense and guarded for it to work right now. I'm gonna keep talking with you. Start breathing in and out slowly. In. Out. Breathe in and out. Good. You're going to keep that same breathing pace. Did your sister ever rescue animals at a young age? She rescued a kitten. How old were you? And how old was she? I see. Very young. How long did she have the cat? Wow, almost a year. Why didn't she tell anyone else? Because your foster mother at the time was allergic. Did she play with the cat? Can you see her petting the cat, playing with it? Did she ever invite you to come play? Huh, you didn't want to. But eventually you agreed. You came over and petted the cat. Were you jealous? You were? Did you hate the cat? No, just a bit jealous. What happened to the cat? It ran away. While your sister wasn't watching. Were you there? You hadn't gotten home yet. What do you see when you come home? Your sister is crying on the steps. What do you do? You hug her. You comfort her. And you tell her that it's not her fault. Have you ever told her that you felt guilty? Well, of course she wasn't mad. She loves you. She wouldn't blame you for that. Why blame yourself? There's no need. May I take your hand? do you feel now? You feel safe and peaceful being around someone who cares for you. Did you and your sister have a favorite spot to go to? Yes. A small forest behind your house? You played games, pretended to be superheroes, and talked. Sometimes for hours. Go back there to that spot in the forest. Go back to a good day. That's right. Go there and sit down. There's a nice cool breeze blowing on the trees. Do you hear it? Good. I'm sure there are birds chirping too. Can you hear them? Which season is it? You can smell and taste the air. Is there anything else? A small brook nearby? Look at the brook. Hear it. This is so peaceful, isn't it? You're very loved and very safe. You've been working so hard. You feel groggy, fatigued. You know there's more to do, but you've done so much already today. You must feel tired. You're very tired and relaxed. Your body is so heavy. So are your eyelids. The bed is so warm and soft. You feel so safe here. There's no danger. Nothing to worry about. Nothing that can't wait until tomorrow. You can rest now. And then be rejuvenated. And feel strong. You feel so safe and peaceful. Sleep well, Master. I'll be here.